This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And happy Tuesday. Feels like a Monday, but it is Tuesday. And hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. I know I did.
I did. I followed your every move on Facebook, so I know you had fun.
We had...
You set a record number of selfies taken, by the way.
I know. My mother gets all tweaked about it. I'm like, well, whatever.
We're living in a Facebook era, Mom.
Exactly. You know?
That's what it is now.
We had so much fun. We really, really did. It was. Have you ever been to South Carolina?
Only as a stopover on my way to Punta Cana at the airport, so I can't say that I really have.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah,
it is really, and they live inland, so it's not. You know, they're not on the coast.
Explain for folks that maybe don't know what you're talking about.
Seneca, South Carolina is where we went. We landed in Greenville. We went down to see Daryl's parents.
Nice.
And stayed with them and his mom. Mama, I call her Mama. She was the best tourist guide.
She
had us so busy for 4 days. She wanted us to see things, and we did. And they're known for there's all kinds of waterfalls down there.
Hiking
to the waterfalls and beautiful, just absolutely beautiful.
Did you get to the coast at all?
We did not.
Did not?
No. Okay. Nope. She kept us busy. I'll tell you, we were in the car driving all the time, but it was really, really fun. And then I got to meet, because my cousins are down there. They live 5 minutes away from Daryl's brother,
yes,
who is an hour away from Daryl's parents. So we went to go meet them, and my cousins came and met us out one night for dinner, which was really nice. So I got to see my cousins, and they know Daryl's brother and fiance, so it was kind of cool. It was really, really neat.
Did you actually physically get to Georgia, or did the Georgians come up to see you?
Oh, no, we went to Georgia.
You did?
Oh, yeah, we were in and out of Georgia the whole time.
So you're
like,
that close,
going,
huh,
to the waterfall. You know, and I forgot to ask them this, but, and this, maybe it's stupid, but, I mean, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
Yeah.
One day, we went to North Carolina, then we went into Georgia, and then South Carolina. I'm like, how does that happen? I didn't get it. I couldn't figure it out. Like, what the heck? But we were all over the place. And then one day we went mining.
Oh,
which,
yeah,
did
I
see my gemstones?
You were sluicing? Do they, like,
yes,
plant those? Because that looked like pretty big stones.
Well, this is the thing. It was a mining place, and there's a couple of them down there. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, you can go into the mine and actually dig your own bucket.
Okay.
All right, those were $2 for $10 or something like that, $2 for $20 or something like that. So, you know, we all started with our buckets. We got two buckets each, and we're sitting there, and I mean, really?
I don't see you doing that.
It was fun. I've never done it before, and I did enjoy it.
Okay.
But, you know, there's nothing in them. I mean, there was like a few little things, you know. Although Daryl was in his element. He'd be a miner. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We got there about 10:30, and we were there till 2:30.
So he was digging it. Pardon the expression.
He was loving it, like, unbelievable. Right. So after my first bucket, I'm like, forget this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going for the instant gratification bucket, which costed $100.
$100 and you get a bunch of jewels, right?
So you saw my, I mean.
I did. I said, there's no way you dug those out at the tourist.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Those were actually all on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big 5-gallon bucket. And I will tell you the stuff that I found in there. Well, I got rubies and sapphires.
Well, will you have them mounted?
One of my sapphires I found, which just looks like a rock. I mean, it just looks like a rock. It doesn't even look like a sapphire. It's probably about this big. And listeners, I know you can't see me, but a good inch and, you know, inch around, you know. And she did say, she says, that's a real nice one. She said you can probably. And that I got out of my first bucket, too. I didn't get that out of the. I did get sapphires out of the big bucket. My nice one, I will. I'm going to take it to my jeweler.
Yeah.
But I had so many, we had to mail them home because we would have went way over the suitcase limit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a box like this big full of rocks. So Mama's gonna ship them up to me today. So, yeah, it was really, really fun. We ate out, and for my weight loss journey, well, for my eating healthy journey, and you know, my new way of eating wise, I did not cheat once.
Seriously?
Not once. Seriously. Then the last night. Sunday night.
We have to take a commercial break now.
Sunday night, we went to the, it's called the Lighthouse. No, is that what we went? Yeah, the Lighthouse. It was beautiful on the lake. I mean, gorgeous. We walked every morning. Mm-hmm. So I got my exercise in, got all my steps
in. Got your 11,000 steps a day.
I did. Over 10,000. And so we went to eat there, and I don't know. We just sat down, and I go, I'm having a glass of wine. Daryl goes, you have a contract. I'm like, okay.
So he I was did. Playing your conscience, huh?
And then Mama said, well, let's get a bottle. I went, sure.
Better yet.
We split a bottle of wine. But that was it.
That was it? That was your only so-called cheating?
That's it.
People are going to say, that's not cheating. That's being good to yourself.
Well, you know, I did make that pact to myself, but...
Right. But that was it. Food-wise, you stuck with your diet. Did you
perfect.
Do your six meals a day?
I probably five. Mm-hmm. You know, it was difficult, but I carried my protein with me. I got those single-serve packets, and I had them with me all the time, and I brought my shaker with me, so it was easy to get a bottle of water, put it in the thing, and shake it up. And
Shook it up.
Yep.
Nice.
So salads and chicken and,
Now,
so, anyway.
Back to the mining for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Does Daryl, is he aware there is a show on the Weather Channel called Prospectors?
I don't know.
He needs to watch that.
Yeah.
Because it's you know, it's a reality show, and it's these grizzled old guys and women that go way up into the Rocky Mountains, and, you know, there's drama from people trying to get in and steal their gems. And if he had a good time.
He loved it.
Where there probably wasn't that much to be taken out of the ground versus what you can get in the Rocky Mountains, he has to watch. It's called Prospectors. It's on the Weather Channel. I was watching it last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he totally will love it.
I will tell him. Mm-hmm. I will tell him.
Another show you're going to lose him to.
I know. But, yeah, no, we had a great time. So what did you do for the weekend?
Well, I did go to the Salem Farmers Market, which you probably saw.
I did see that,
On Facebook. And, you know, I said to Barb, okay, I got $40 in a wallet here. You know, let's stop when we're at $40. Did we? No. Because she had money with her, which I didn't realize, because Barbara never has money on her. She had to borrow $5 this morning to pay the parking something. Anyway, it was good. It was nice. It was a holiday weekend, so sadly not as many people. They're in a brand-new location right on a very busy road, North Broadway, Route 28 in Salem. But Jane Lang was there. And I actually emailed her the night before, and I said, our dog's welcome at this market because we'd like to take Basha, who's very much like your little doggy,
yeah, Molly,
a little bit bigger. And she said, oh, yeah, dogs are welcome. Get there. There's this huge yellow bowl with water ready for Basha.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
So they were very nice, and we bought some bread because I'm a bread guy. In fact, we're going to have the guy on. He's from Sanborn. So we'll get him on the show. In fact, he said he left some yalies with you. So that's the guy. I met him.
Yeah.
And some cheese. Oh, my God, some fabulous cheese. It's not easy to find cow's cheese in New Hampshire compared to goat's cheese. This is something I was looking into a couple of years ago. And I asked the guy, so why is it? Because he had cow's cheese. And so we bought some really, really good cheese. What a difference. Cheddar cheese right out of the farm. Probably handcrafted is compared to what you get in the big 2-pound blocks in the store. Huge difference.
Wow.
Also $16 a pound.
I bet it's good, though.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I bought some of his cheese, came home with the homemade bread that I got from the bread peddler, and made a grilled cheese sandwich, all New Hampshire products.
Yum.
It was fantastic. But back to the goat thing. As he kind of explained it to me, didn't get all the details, but apparently it's a little bit easier to raise goats and to produce their cheese versus cows, which apparently are higher maintenance. Obviously, bigger animals too, so it's sort of a maintenance issue in some cases. Maybe more economical to do goats, but I wanted to get some cow cheese, and finally I found it. I believe he is in, I want to say Wilton. A little bit south of here. So that was really good.
Nice.
Got some beets, got a great big old honking bag of mixed field greens, which that's how I make my salads every day. So it was good. It was a great experience, and it's on Sundays from 10 to 2 on Route 28 right across from the new Dunkin' Donuts in Salem, which is North Broadway. So if you're down this way, and a lot of the vendors are from everywhere in the state, not, because there aren't that many farms in Salem, let's face it.
Right. Did you get off exit 2?
We got off, actually for us, I took the back roads because I don't live too far from there. So, but you can do that. You can do exit 2 or exit 3. It's between 3 and 2.
It's between 3 and 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you get off at exit 2, it's on your right. If you get off at exit 3, it's on your left, right past McKinnon's Market.
There
so
you
that,
go.
That should, and we'll definitely be going back, you know, as the vegetables become more seasonable, you know, new things every week.
Right.
Or visit your local farmer's market. For you, it's Bedford, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I do. I like to go to, I like it that it's on Sundays, too.
Yes.
You know, a lot of them are, well, some of them are during the week, but then, you know, like Concord is Saturday. You don't really see them too much, I didn't think, on Sundays. I think that's a great day.
Well, I think it's smart because you're right, there's a lot of competition on Saturday. I think Bedford's is during the week, though, isn't it?
It is during the week. Most of the ones like that are during the week like that.
Now, Hooks used to have one. It was on, I want to say, a Thursday, and I don't know if it's disbanded or not.
You know what? Actually,
I should have asked Jane that. Jane Lang is the head of the entire state's worth of farmers market people. And was a perfect host with her traditional trademark flowered hat that she always has.
Did she have that?
She did indeed.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a hot day, so anybody that is sensitive to sun, wear a hat and wear your sunscreen, of course.
I thought I had the list, but we should get that list, too, so we can refer to it, too, because people love to know where all the
they do,
and
sometimes the farmers market sometimes change locations, which is what Salem did this year. They went from Lake Ave, to North Broadway, which is a much much more visible location.
Good.
You can be in and out of there in a half hour. I mean, really, it's not huge, but a nice variety: candy, cookies, bread, and of course somebody doing jewelry. You know, some of the artisans are there. And then the farmers, the more traditional farmers and the bread makers and stuff. So it was a good time.
Good.
Maybe not as much fun as South Carolina, but it was good
did,
to
we
go.
We had fun. We had a good time. So, yeah. Okay, today's food holiday is National Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
Oh, not on your list, I take it.
Definitely not on my list, but I do like cheesecake.
I do, too.
And, of course, blueberry cheesecake would be good, too. And then, you know, I was reading the, some of their trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
And
hit me.
I'm going to hit you.
Okay.
In lunch counter slang or diner slang,
okay,
what would you get if your order was bark and belly busters and a city juice?
Bark and belly busters and city juice.
And city juice.
Well, bark is a reference to the outer burned part if you're doing ribs or something like that, although I don't think that would be the case. Am I close?
No.
No. Better tell me what it is.
It's hot dog with baked beans and a glass of water.
Really? Would you have known that?
No.
No.
I knew city water.
Right.
Or city juice. I knew that. Belly busters, you kind of figured that out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But bark for a hot dog? Oh, dog.
Dog bark. There you go. Here we are, both dog owners.
Bark for
we didn't get that one.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we can talk about these other ones a little later or whatever.
Cool. We're going to have your dad joining us in a little bit, right? Is he in the,
is he in the house?
Is Elvis in the house? Oh, he is?
He is. He's in the
room.
You missed him.
Just look behind me. He snuck in behind me. Well, that's good. Filling in for Helen Ryba, who had a family... I guess something come up in her family. She was unable to join us as scheduled. She hosts of the Chef's Plate on WBIN Saturdays at 3:30. So she will be rescheduled. Later on, Donna's Delights, of course, from Delaware, moving a day early because her day is tomorrow, and the Red Sox will take our place.
The Red Sox
tomorrow.
And the Twins.
I understand. Also, we'll have a visit from some folks from the Palace Theater because they've got a new show opening up June 5th called The All-New Piano Men.
Mm-hmm.
They do some tremendous productions. Carl Rajat, the artistic director, is outstanding. And we'll hopefully have a visit from the Make-A-Wish folks upstairs.
There you go.
There's lots to do. Since Dad is a last-minute fill-in, do you know what he prepared to talk about today?
I do know what he prepared. He's going to talk about tomato sauces.
Oh, That's good because I bought a bunch of tomato plants and was actually thinking about maybe later in the summer trying to make tomato sauce. No, not canned, but
to can it, like canning.
Yeah.
No,
I was thinking about like tomato sauce for pasta.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe Dad will have some insight.
Yeah,
that we can,
there you go.
Cool.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And Mike is going to give a little shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah, like Casey's Rib Shack is famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. And let me tell you, the boy can sing and play a mean guitar, too.
Mm.
Perhaps you'll be in there sometime when Kevin Cornish is wailing away on his sixth string, and the guy can sing, too.
Yes.
He's got some stuff on YouTube. Well, now that we know this, next time he comes, he not only, of course, brings fabulous Southern barbecue, he better bring a Southern guitar also. Also, Grasshopper's Garden Center, one of our newer sponsors, where the customer comes first, 728 New River Road in New Boston. So there's a couple of our fine sponsors, and when you do, you know, go to one of these places, please tell them that Carolyn Reich sent you.
There you go. For sure. They love to hear that. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you, how did Carrie do last week? And Gary?
Carrie is fantastic. She has good instincts about you know, co-hosting. So, you know, she did a really, really nice job. Actually, she and Chef Patrick did a half-hour segment on instructing new culinary students because that's what he does. And since she's bringing new people into her business all the time, she kind of has an interest in that. So it. Well, I just sat back and let them go at it. It was great.
That's cool.
It was a segment that we hadn't really addressed yet, so that was good. And Chad Zingala is he's just a funny guy, and it was perfect for
Chad. I said Gary.
Was good for the comedy cuts on Friday.
Oh, I bet he was.
So he just has stories, you know.
Cool.
So it was good. So there were a couple of good fill-ins. We of course missed you. But it was nice to know that your spot was well taken care of.
Good. I'm glad. Awesome. All right, Dad. Well, we have Dad in the house, George Lawrence.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's afternoon.
Hey, you brought up something about cheese because we were just talking about...
Yeah, surprising. I was listening to you and I go, oh, that sounds...
$16 a pound cheese out of... and I wish I remembered the name of the farm, but I don't. I believe there is in the Wilton area down near the Monadnocks. But the guy was just a small producer, and I talked to him. Why is it so hard to find cow cheese compared to goat cheese here in New Hampshire? Maybe not so in Vermont, which is more of a dairy state, but in our state, I would say the ratio's got to be 5 or 6 to 1. And Amy Hall from the dairy promotion is going to be in with us next week, and I'm going to ask her about that.
Yeah.
So what is your contribution to the small batch cheddar cheese?
Yeah, well, like I said, I just was reading it this morning, and I was so surprised to find out as much as I like cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
you
cheese.
You are a cheese person.
Gruyere, cheddar.
I love Gruyere, too.
That most of it is coming from goat and not cow.
Seriously?
Yeah,
are
that's
you talking
what
about if you go in and you pick up a well-known brand, and we
more
won't mention
than likely
any,
goat.
Seriously?
Yeah, because it's easy to handle, easy to work with it. The animal is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The cows, it's all about milk, and they don't want to get into it. And then I went on to read the article. It's stating that the most expensive cheeses in the world are from China.
Okay.
And Taiwan has some, too. And they're over $500 a pound.
And this is cheddar?
Cheddar. Oh, yeah. And from cow.
Well, think about Hong Kong is such a small area. Right. There probably is just a premium on space.
And like, yeah, could be that. They didn't get into too much, but it was a lot more work and a lot harder to work than... from the cow.
Here's the question. Has cheese or dairy in general been much of a part of the Chinese diet over the years? I don't know. And maybe. They don't have their production up and running. So people that have money are buying what little there is.
That's
only a guess
on
my part.
It's like you. I'd like to find out more about it.
Yes.
You know, when you think about it, China, you know, and when you think about like even going to like Chinese food places, there's no cheese.
No,
typically not.
None.
I was cheese.
Interesting.
It's just interesting.
$500. I wonder how good it tastes.
Gosh, it's like, you know, when you first time you find out about Kobe. I'd like to try
right,
some of
yeah.
this cheese.
Or Oregano or something like that.
Yeah.
Tyler
yeah.
had a 32-ounce piece of Kobe beef
That's
last
unbelievable.
Night.
Oh,
Camille.
I would love to know how much that
it
was.
It was...
That's 56? 2 pounds. That's 2 pounds.
Yeah, no, it's like everything else. It has come down. I thought it was very reasonable
really?
When you get Kobe
yeah,
now.
It was 56.
Only unreasonable when you go to a butcher shop.
Oh yeah,
they really
hitch up
seem
pretty
to
good.
Carve.
yeah, exactly. But they also carry the prime cuts, which
true
are fewer than you know find yeah. prime cuts
and
in
grocery
stores.
And they don't sell
stores.
As much in the butcher shop as a right. restaurant. Kobe, well, you go there
right,
for
so,
Kobe.
So was this a steak? I mean, it wasn't. Typically, you might have a Kobe slider or something.
No, it was a piece of beef.
Yeah,
like Kobe tenderloin or you know,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, tenderloin or strip
yeah.
steak.
I mean,
whatever.
It was wow. literally probably 1-2. 3 or 4 inches. It was like a big block,
mm-hmm.
wow.
like a big, long, rectangular block. This that high, must... and listeners, I'm saying it's probably, what, 2-3 inches high. Mm.
I'm surprised and it was only $56. That doesn't sound right. That It should be
yeah,
more than
no,
that.
No, the average is 35 to 40, and you're paying an extra premium, because yeah. Chop House, when they have it, it's around a $50 range. That Kobe yeah,
well,
Bird.
Chop House
but 2 pounds?
Oh, was it 2 pounds?
You said 32 ounces.
Oh, that was yeah, it was 32 pounds.
Well, wow. Maybe it was maybe 56.
Do you have the receipt
was...
on you? I'm really curious.
Yeah, sounds like regular.
I'm heading over there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sounds get like me good. One. See, you two do the show. I'm yeah. gonna go over to Canoe. I've not eaten at Canoe yet. And I hear
missing.
About it. Now, is this in Bedford?
In Bedford,
where
Bugaboo Creek used to be. It's
oh, is that right?
It's right in there.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Up where Target and stuff is.
Lowe's Target. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In the same building?
But it's Bugaboo Creek.
But before when you go by the Manchester Country Club, that's the Manchester Country
yes.
Club.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
On the left, mm-hmm. they just sell Kobe burgers there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Excellent.
River Road Tavern, that one's
cool. Oh, I've heard of it right near the
it's
Mini Cooper $14, place, right?
$14, I think, or okay. $13. Yep, $13. It's unbelievable.
Huh.
Kobe, it's all I have, burgers.
Boy, is there?
You know, I know the things, but soups, chowders, and stuff.
I mean,
their
beef
soup
is my
really
favorite.
Good.
And
yeah.
it's good.
Yeah.
Their
soup's it's good.
Wow. So would you say that beef is your favorite? Your
not
favorite
mine.
Meat? No?
I'll take it or leave it.
You
beef?
Like a burger.
I do. No,
well,
I'm a
beef.
Burger person,
well,
but I'll walk away from a steak or prime rib
oh, okay.
over
yeah.
it.
Me too.
But do you like beef over chicken?
Mm.
Look at the prime ribs you make, dude.
I know. No, I just the other day, we just had something, and I had something else. Oh, yeah, I went to this Belmont. She had the prime rib over to Belmont Saturday night, and I had... spaghetti and meatballs.
Really?
I took a couple bites
were
of hers.
Were they Kobe meatballs?
I'm happy. No, it wasn't Kobe. But I just felt like, I'm a red. I'm partial for that red sauce.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Well, you know what's good, too, at Belmont Hall when they have their, or you can have
yeah,
it anytime.
Yeah, she sold out.
Haddock
is it good?
Parmesan.
Yeah, haddock.
Fried haddock parm.
Oh.
Yeah, fried haddock parm. And the other one I keep saying, I dare anybody to try it, is that queen of haddock.
Yeah, that's really
what
good.
What is
that's,
this?
Queen of haddock. It's
queen
a
of haddock?
Piece of haddock that's stuffed and rolled with a little bit of crab meat and it's stuffing that's like the family stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Who came up with this family stuffing? Does it go back to...
Dad
well,
did.
That came up in Belmont. Yeah,
yeah.
Experimenting a little bit. Oh, we kept trying it. That, I remember too, you know, I have to give credit where it's due. That came from Dick Latown's wife.
Oh, really?
And then I worked it.
Connie.
The Ritz and the whole bit. She's passed away now. But that was her recipe. And then I added garlic, and, you know, we just got together with it. And then I added crab meat to make it the queen. I never could make
okay.
it the king.
It's butter, Ritz
yeah,
crackers,
all it is.
Parsley,
yeah.
garlic, and...
butter. Well, it's butter.
Well, the clams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Very yeah. important. Minced
clams.
Minced clams.
Minced clam with not too much juice.
It's delicious.
Is that available anytime there?
Yes. Yeah. And it's very good. I think there's no better.
Wow.
It really isn't.
It's good.
I dare people to say... You don't like this. You know what I mean? You're going to love it.
George, I saw your name out on the sandwich board on the sidewalk. George is something sandwich.
The George.
Oh, did she put
the
that
George.
Out there today?
It's called
oh,
the
okay.
George.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So what's in the George?
I'll tell you. I have so many Georges I forgot.
Like George Foreman,
I think
right?
I put the...
This is the one with the three
yeah,
meats,
it's
right?
roast beef, ham.
And turkey.
And turkey. And I put a little bit of that sauce we make with the sriracha.
Sriracha with mayo.
Yeah, oh. mayo. And I put some cheese, of course, and I lately don't put the cheese, but that's the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I grill it.
Yeah.
Well,
panini.
On a panini.
No, see,
okay.
I changed. Now I need tomatoes on everything. Do you know why? Because Midtown is like the most beautiful tomatoes now. We went to local instead
nice.
Of the commercial.
Yeah.
I can't resist the tomatoes.
So you found a local farm that has?
Well, not local. It's just the place we go up on, you know, Queen City Farms. But I mean, they're doing good. You know what I'm saying? They're tomatoes. I cannot resist them. Look at them.
And I usually do see them.
We recently added, you know, please, the three, two guy, a guy and a girl, salt, pepper a little bit, you know. It's unbelievable.
Really?
So, see what I'm saying? By the George keeps changing.
There's tears to this man's eyes. You're talking about
the
tomatoes.
I get passion for food.
He loves food. We all do.
Tomorrow, here, we're doing on a nice hoagie roll, nice fresh homemade tomato sauce. With real meatballs, of course, and sausage, Italian sweet.
Oh. Homemade meatballs.
Yeah, homemade meatballs, right.
And sausage.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
And listeners, we are talking about Midtown Cafe, which is located
right
here at 814 Elm Street.
I'm just pointing upstairs. Yeah, I think I'm on TV.
Play your cards right. We'll get you on the Food Network.
Right, right.
I'd like to see him do a show with Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I think a lot of that guy.
So what about tomato sauce here? I got tomatoes in my garden for the first time this year in a long time, and I'm thinking about dabbling in tomato sauce.
Well, you know what? Maybe, Dad, before you go into that, let's take our break.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time to take a break. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll spend the rest of the time talking about tomato sauce.
Ooh, yum.
Yum.
All right.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. You are listening to 107.7 WTPL. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web all around the world at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And Dad is in the house today, and we're talking about tomatoes.
Yes, tomatoes.
Tomato sauce.
I think everybody likes tomatoes. What do you think of it?
Unless you have an allergy to them or something.
But, you know, I mean, I shouldn't go off the subject here, but you mentioned the garden. I just got to go quick.
Yes.
My garden is so crazy what I planted. I planted one tomato.
You planted a garden?
I found the place where the garden used to be. It's all in curbstone. It was all hidden.
Where?
Right off off the terrace.
In the back?
In the back.
Oh,
it's
right off the sunroom?
And what I did is, yeah, right off that. What I did is I planted marigolds all around the edge.
Keep the bugs and the deer away, right?
I put one cherry tomato, one beefsteak, one pepper. What else? Oh, yeah. Crazy. Four corn. So I got stalks going up. And right in the center, I got a 4-foot-high sunflower coming up.
That's
totally different.
Yeah.
But I don't like a lot of it. You know, it's just kind of...
Well, good luck with the corn because, you know, that's really tough to do because mostly because of the cross-pollination.
Okay.
It's really difficult unless you've got a couple rows where you can at least get some wind and other things
going. Right.
You might get lucky.
I'm in a good spot.
Hopefully you will.
I went to see the spot.
Yeah.
It's a great, great, great spot.
But if it doesn't work out, it's because you don't have enough
of
them going there.
This house is, you know, I'm in the middle of 7 acres, and I never could find a place for the garden.
Are you in Manchester or?
Goffstown.
Goffstown.
I never could find a place. It was always, I'm not
going to
ruin my lawn. My lawn ain't that great, but I'm not going to put it there. I'm not going to put it there. It's no sun here, no sun here. Yeah. We're digging all up with the tractor, finding rose bushes. What's all this curbstone? It's just a plot, maybe. God, it looks like a gray site. I mean, you know, it's not big. And it's all.
You're sure it's not?
No, I looked up the pictures. It used to be. It used to be in the year, it doesn't matter. I have a picture of it. And it was the hothouse. And this was the foundation. And I asked Rich Joy, he says, yeah, he used to use it for his garden. He just had a few plants.
Oh, cool.
So it's cute. It's got curbstone dug in.
That's
perfect. The whole place is granite. But anyways, let's go to that real tomato. Nice tomato sauce. I like a tomato that isn't too complicated. You know, sometimes you get into these things. Even, you get always a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and a little bit of this. Where does it end? How complicated can it get?
You're talking tomato sauce.
Tomato sauces. You know, a lot of recipes, this is too much. Let's keep it regular. And this I call a real basic tomato sauce. Instead of buying that one in a jar, it's just as easy to do this. And you will start with some EVOO or canola oil. I like EVOO. It's better for you. And then we'll put a yellow onion or a white onion. You don't want to use a red. It doesn't look good when it's sauteing up. So I saute up a chopped onion. And three whole cloves of garlic. No, the whole clove, just the clove. Chopped up fine and saute that up when it's really nice and golden. You put three cans of tomato sauce crushed.
crushed tomatoes. Yeah, right. So crushed tomatoes.
Crushed tomatoes. Because why have to go through all the trouble of using a motorboat out? No, I call it the motorboat, the one that chops it up.
But now, if you did have a garden and you had fresh tomatoes,
then you'd have to, of course.
You would chop
them up. I guess
you
get the degree of freshness that jumps ahead.
Right.
Than a can, okay. You know. But by the premium, I always get the organic organic type, that Muir. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, it's really worth the extra 50, 60 cents a can. And when everything is golden, like I say, add that. And I cheat a little bit there because there's three cans to this. In 16-ounce cans. I put 2 tablespoons of sugar. Tablespoons of sugar. It's worth it. It's an acidity thing about it, and it's just that little bit of sweetness that you can't get on a vine. It's there. That's all I can tell you. And then a little bit of salt, you know, to that, half a teaspoon. Don't go too much more than that. Pepper, good quarter, unless you like it hot. And the other optional is being, I always put a bit of oregano, though. Here I am getting along, but I always like a little oregano. I always do it. Fresh parsley. And at the end, I put some red pepper flakes in it. You know, again, not too much. The person that says, oh, this is hot, you know, you can't do that. That's what.
Just don't invite them to dinner anymore.
No, but that's the secret to cooking. You just got to make it intriguing.
Yeah. Yes.
But the hot person like that, you're right. Don't come because they don't like it hot. And that's really basically it.
All right, so let's back up a minute. Yep. And Carol kind of mentioned it. If you have fresh tomatoes in the garden, you wouldn't use the cans, right?
No, you wouldn't use the can. And I call, you know, what is it? It's like a processor, but the wine.
Immersion blender.
That's it. I call it the motorboat.
All right, so let's talk about the beefsteaks you're going to get out of your garden here in about a month.
I would use that.
All right, so how do you de-skin them? Or, you know, give us back up a little bit on that.
Well,
part.
You can de-skin them by just blanching them a little bit.
But right. Would you have to?
I don't.
No, you leave the skins on.
I leave them on. I just.
Just, again, the immersion blender extra will second, tear them to shreds.
It will break them right up. Because, you know, you can make a puree out of it with the motorboat.
Right.
So I wouldn't do it.
Motorboat.
That's Guy Fieri's. That's Guy Fieri's line.
It is. Right.
You know, they get the motorboat out. They get the big ones there, you know?
Yeah.
I got a small one. I was doing that for a while. I was always using the motorboat. Now I said, hey, do crushed.
All right, so but in the off season, because I mean tomatoes are only season for a couple of months.
Then
you would do the
you
organic.
You definitely would use that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you kind of confused me there when you started talking about canned tomatoes.
Oh yeah, I jumped
and
across.
You told us, okay, all right, I feel better
I jumped
now.
Across.
It wasn't just me. All right.
No, you were right. I'm a good jumper. I keep changing. And that's
so that's pretty
that's
simple.
About it. And I'm telling you, I dare you to try it, and you're gonna love it to death.
Because you know when I
for
do
its simplicity.
Go mm-hmm. to make a tomato sauce. I don't do it very often. I don't like pasta too much, but I like it, but it's just not my thing,
not,
you know?
Me neither, not pasta.
But when I do, it's good when you're having like a bunch of people over because it's easy. You can make it ahead. And,
right,
you know?
right.
But I always have a hard time with making, you know what I'll do? I'll get the jars and then I'll add tomato sauce to it and I just kind of Band-Aid it.
You
like,
don't
you know?
Have to. This is
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's really, mm-hmm. that's a
this
nice
is it.
Recipe.
And you can optionally do it with 2 or 3 cans. It don't matter. This is a little bigger recipe. You use the 3. That's why I went to the 2 tablespoons of sugar. And the salt, we adjust that
I do
normally.
Like that.
I am telling you, this is the grill. We're going to have it tomorrow. So
are you?
Try it out tomorrow. We're going to have it over here at Midtown Cafe.
Now, would you have been the one that made it? Or
yes, I am showing her tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Having a little class with Brittany. She's all excited.
Yeah.
Cooking class with Brittany.
Yeah. I like that. I wouldn't mind learning from you.
She takes all the notes now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. She listens and does it.
I have never seen a person with the passion. When we sat down with her on an interview, an ongoing interview, I could tell and I could feel. She's home and she thinks of cooking.
Yeah.
She comes in to just putter around. Clean, but she just loves to be.
So
with
she
the
should
food.
Pay you to be doing this.
No, she's
talk.
Good.
And the clincher with her is before she was working at Midtown Cafe, she never cooked.
No,
she never did.
How old is she?
She never cooked soup in her life ever, and she makes really good soup.
Oh yeah,
I had reservations about that.
I
said, you know, here we go again. Someone don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
But you know, you molded her.
Well, that's what you do a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. A protege. You know? Huh? You've got a protege.
I like to do that. I just take them under a little wing and just give them little pointers every once in a while.
Who taught you to cook, George?
My uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I took over Belmont with my uncle, I didn't know nothing.
You didn't know anything either,
yeah,
but
he says,
you worked out okay.
I'll stay with you 1 year, and he did, and he was good. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, he was asking me certain things. I mean, nursing me because he was getting older, and he was really getting sickly. And I remember that. But you need people, and you got to do it. You can't just be, can't criticize it. You got to keep doing it.
Well, make positive suggestions if you're going to criticize it.
Well, I always tell Carol. Carol knows that little quick story. My uncle, when he teach me certain things about pot roast or whatever, and he nonchalantly said, "You see this, George?" Little boy, he called me. Imagine that little boy. He says, "You see this?" I says, "Yeah, okay." 2-3 days later, he says, "How come you're not doing that?" Oh yeah, and he says, "Oh, that's right." He say, "Don't forget, because your aunt, my wife, don't know this little secret." So it would really would funnel in. You know what I mean? You ain't messing around. And if you didn't, he'd tell you, little boy, it's time you get a little sharper and leave your motorcycle home. You know?
And how old were you when he was calling you little boy?
I was 33. Yeah, 36. I was 36. Yeah.
Don't get called
fun.
That anymore.
But anyways, he's the one that showed me
were
the
you
lot.
That's
yeah,
how old
I'm thinking
you
it right now. I was because I was there quite a while. Yeah, well, let's put it that way. I opened it in 75. So what's that? 40.
Thought it was 76.
Five.
Centennial.
1 year. No. 76. I purchased it. July of 76. I rented it. September of 75. So what's that? Yeah, 75 and 10. 35. I think I was 36. I was 36 years old. But he was great. He was a great, great teacher. That's why I know
Uncle Ray, he was
the
oh
pot roast. He was an army cook. He worked right here at the old carpenter in back of us.
Okay.
Ago.
Yes.
So he had that real.
Different Uncle Ray than the one that gave me
yeah.
the
oh,
shot
yeah.
last
yeah,
week,
yeah.
right?
He passed
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away.
It's my grandmother's sister's husband.
A little Belmont
my
home history for everybody.
Yeah,
today.
It slides in every once in a while. I
yeah.
can't help it.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the tomato sauce.
This
that
is good. So everybody take notes. Try it. If you don't. Just call again. We'll give you the recipe. It's kind of simple.
Foodforthoughtnh.com. I will have the recipe on it, Dad.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah.
good.
You're listening to Food for Thought. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.